Welcome to WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week's topic, the Blue Ridge Park Foundation and its award-winning Kids in the Park program. My guest this morning is Jason Uroz, Director of Kids in Parks. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Jason, give us some background and history of Kids in Parks to this point.
The program started about 12 years ago through a partnership formed between the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation, the nonprofit that oversees the program, the Blue Ridge Parkway and the National Park Service, with funding provided by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina Foundation as a way to get kids and families to think about the trails along the Blue Ridge Parkway as a resource for their health. We had been noticing the park visitation was declining, and there were health implications associated with people leading sedentary lifestyles. And we thought, what better way to improve those health outcomes than to get people active on trails as a way to increase their physical activity?
For instance, I'm a kid. I'm jumping into an adventure at the park. With this program in place, what will I have the chance to experience?
Yes, at all of our trailhead signs, our trails are called track trails. There is a kid-friendly sign that has four different brochure topics that they can pick up and use to learn about the flowers and the birds and the trees and the ferns or the salamanders, whatever brochure topic they grab at that trailhead that day. And they can use that brochure as a self-guided scavenger hunt to sort of convert their hike into a fun-filled, discovery-packed adventure. They're not as concerned with how hot it is and how sweaty it is and the bugs are biting me, but now I actually have this goal of finding these different species and learning about them while I'm walking down the trail.
When it comes to this news for the Blue Ridge Park Foundation, they are one of well over 30 partnering organizations that actually receive something that's called the Strong Parks, Strong Communities Grant for this Kids in the Parks.
That's correct. We applied for a Strong Park, Strong Community grant with the National Park Foundation last year. They had released the grant to help national park units all across the country and their park partners, foundations like ours, to complete projects that may have been impacted due to COVID. Through COVID and the rangers at the park not being able to lead as many or any guided hikes and campfire programs and walks with a ranger, the enhancement of our program through building out some new materials and, in this case, e-adventures, which would be converting some of our brochure-led materials into electronic versions that you can complete on your smartphone while you're walking down the trail. And so a lot of that was tied to COVID. The creation of our e-adventures was tied to COVID because we didn't want people touching brochures and putting them back and somebody else coming and touching it. And so we wanted to make sure that we were providing families with opportunities to interact with nature via their smart devices as they're walking down the trail.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because in a time with this pandemic ongoing for what's coming up on a year now, that things have been different, that e-adventures part of the program sounds like a winner for everybody involved. This is WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. The conversation with Jason Uroz, Director of Kids in Parks, continues. Jason, we were talking about earlier in the conversation the Strong Parks, Strong Communities grants for Kids in Parks. These grants will enable what to happen or expand for those involved?
Yeah, so the funding provided by the National Park Foundation will allow us to develop 10 new e-adventure topics that will be available through our website. We currently have 5 versions that we very hurriedly rushed together. They're still awesome, but we're going to use this funding to expand the platform of our e-adventures to make them a little bit more robust and sync with the uses of your smartphone a little better, and then create 10 new topics. 4 of them will be based around any type of hiking topic that would be out there, types of trees, a bird e-adventure, etc. And then 4 of them will be based around STEM activities. And so engaging kids in activities to learn about weather and soil and insects while they're on the trail and counting how many they can find. And then a final e-adventure that will just be about the Junior Ranger program and sort of teach kids how to be Junior Rangers and complete activities that help them complete that criteria within the national park system. And that would be available for use at any national park across the country.
And you said across the country and kids and parks, you guys are working with partners, not just here in our region, the Blue Ridge, but all over the country, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We started as a program to get kids and families to hike along the Blue Ridge Parkway as a resource for their health. And as soon as we did the first trail, communities nearby the parkway started asking if they could have a track trail too. And so we installed one at Chimney Rock and in Pisgah National Forest. And then Virginia State Parks wanted to do one in a Virginia State Park that was near the parkway. And long story short, there's now 225 track trails in 12 states and in Washington, D.C. And we have national parks, state parks, city county parks, Forest Service sites, Army Corps, and other types of public lands that have joined our network through this common mission to get kids and families reconnected with nature as a way to improve not only their health, but the health of our parks, public lands, and natural resources.
This is awesome and certainly something that we all should want to share and do for, in particular, our kids, get them to the great outdoors and enjoy our parks. Jason Uroz, as we're running out of time, if someone wanted to learn more about kids and the parks and read up on you folks, how could they do so?
Yeah, look at our website, kidsandparks.com, or go to the Blue Ridge Parkway Foundation's website, brpfoundation.org, and you'll be able to find all the information from us there. You'll be able to immediately play the e-adventures that we currently have. If you have kids and you want to do it, just right there on the kidsandparks.com home screen, go find the e-adventure tab, open it up, and on your phone, you could do five different adventures in your backyard, or you could take the phone to the parkway and go find a trail and use them there.
Sounds simple and easy enough to me. A part of the Blue Ridge Park Foundation, the award-winning Kids and Park program, has been our topic this week. The director of Kids and Parks, Jason Uroz, keep up the good work and thank you for your time.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Friday features are also available as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.